This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In here because Mark has been waiting to weigh in. David Horowitz is he's a fun guest in that you ask like one or two questions and the interview is over.
Because, does he breathe?
Yeah, he does. The man is 81 years old. He's 81 years old. I mean, he's just incredible the way he thinks. And I for one, appreciate talking to him every now and then because it's real easy to just think, oh, you know, okay, Republicans think this, Democrats think that, and you just conservatives think that, liberals think that, and, you know, just get all mamby-pamby about it. And he really whacks you with a 2x4 to the side of the head to say, this is a war. This is a battle for the America you want, you know, you love. Get in the game. Get in the game. That's what he's screaming in his own little way. So, fascinating conversation. This hour, we're going to talk to Larry Schnell, who is the Vice President of Livestock Marketing Association. We pledge that this program is going to be a loud voice on behalf of cattle producers. We're going to be a loud voice. We're going to make sure that something gets done to the benefit of folks that have been suffering for far too long with what, number one, you know, well, there's a number of things here. This is not new, but the most recent situation is the you know, market conditions of having a handful of the packers controlling so much. So we're going to deal with that. There is an investigation supposedly underway, and we'll find out how well that's going today on the program. Also, we're going to check in with Dr. Scott Jensen, Minnesota District 47 Senator. If there's anything you want to talk about today we're not talking about, hey, bring it on. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe your favorite restaurant will reopen and you're all excited. We want to know about it. Or the reopening of anything. I'm kind of not there yet. I've not found that. Ah, it feels like normal. I guess maybe it'll be back at church, which happens this week as well.
Yep.
Daily Mass is back, so that's good. Although, I guess, if you're a pew away from anybody and you each have a mask on, that's not exactly normal. But, I mean, it'll feel at least a little closer to normal. I don't know what it is. But school, you know, done. I guess we learned that officially on Friday afternoon, so we haven't talked about that too much. But I guess that was going to be kind of a foregone conclusion, so whatever it is, let us know. Dr. Scott Jensen, bottom of the hour, Minnesota District 47 Senator and physician, one that's been blowing the whistle on requirements of health care in the way of their reporting with COVID cases being directed out of the state. So we'll talk about that, too, on the program. Before I get to Larry, let's find out what Mark on Fargo has on his mind. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing this morning? Listen, I got an idea from way out in left field. You ever heard of a thing called a Ross River virus?
A Russ? R-U-S-S?
River virus? Virus. They get it in Australia.
No, I've not heard of it.
Okay. It's such a tough virus. It's carried by a mosquito. Okay?
Okay.
Now, a virus has got to be tough to survive inside a mosquito because it's got to carry it. It's got no body heat. So it bites you and carries. It gives you the virus. That's a tough virus. Farmers down there grab electric fences and kill the virus and are cured of the effects of it. In other words, they apparently are cured by it.
You aren't being serious now.
I don't recommend grabbing an electric fence, but it apparently works.
Are you being serious about this now, Mark?
As serious as I can be. I mean, I've been researching this for a long time. And
so
it seems to work. I don't recommend it, but I don't know how much less electricity. The virus is awful small. It may not take much to kill it.
Yeah. All right. But what evidence do you have?
You know, just a tinfoil hat idea.
Right, a tinfoil hat idea, I think, is a good self-description. What would you say is the evidence that if this does, in fact, as you say, work on the Ross River virus to grab the electric fence, it would work on the coronavirus?
Well, because the coronavirus is very contagious, but it's evidently not as strong as the Ross River virus. I haven't heard anybody make the claim that it's carried by mosquitoes.
All right. We'll see if anybody in the medical community wants to weigh in on this today, Mark, but thank you for the idea. You know, it's kind of nice when the listener identifies it as a tinfoil hat idea, and then you can just let it be at that. And I don't think it's going to work, but you never know. You never know.
Pull my beer.
PetroServe USA Studios. is our home for today on What's On Your Mind. And if you're in Mandan or Bismarck, don't forget that 4-for-4 deal. They make the best hot stuff personal pan pizza you can find. And, of course, you get the pizza and you get two cookies and you get a fountain drink, all that, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Mandan. Tell me about all the great places to eat today. There you go. Grab and grow, grab and go, homemade food. Nothing better. All right, Larry Schnell is here, Vice President of the Livestock Marketing Association. Thanks for waiting, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Fantastic. So tell us about the Livestock Marketing Association. Who do you represent, Larry?
We represent the livestock auction markets throughout the United States and some in Canada. Plus, there are a number of buyers that are also part of that. There's a total of about 800 members of this organization.
So you're talking about the stockyards.
Exactly right, yep.
Got it. And this is a place where people have seen the prices plummet, and yet they know what the packers are getting. So this is sort of the pain point of the entire situation. Describe it for us right now and compare it to what you've seen in the past, Larry. What's the problem, especially for people that are not in the industry, so they understand what you're up against here?
Well, the problem right now is really the disparity in prices between the cattle coming out of feedlots, and North Dakota has a number of those, but there are a lot bigger ones throughout the nation. And right now, they're in the process of losing on an average like $200 a head, whereas the price of boxed beef, which is the wholesale price of beef, is at record highs. The last time, I don't have the exact figures, but last week where the boxed beef market or the wholesale price of beef was, in 2014 or 2015, the price of fat cattle was about $1.50. Today, that market is even, the boxed beef is even higher today, and the price of finished cattle is around $1 to $1.05. So there's quite a big disparity, and it's going to put a lot of people out of business.
Ouch. Harold and Reeder has a comment, question, idea. What do you got for us today, Harold?
Yeah. You know, we hear that we've got a looming meat shortage. As a matter of fact, I've probably experienced a little bit. Why can we not let our local butcher shops source non-USDA inspected beef and sell that retail to the public? Right now, it's my understanding that they got to buy USDA carcasses, USDA inspected carcasses, before they can retail it. If I own a cow, I can take it up to my local butcher shop. He can kill it and cut it and pack it for me. I got to take it all back. He cannot retail any of that meat because it's not been USDA inspected. So let's change the law. Let our local butcher shops sell non-USDA inspected meat. It's going to help the consumer. It's going to help the producer. Thank you.
All right, Harold, thanks for the idea. Larry, what do you think of that?
I think that's a great idea. That's a really great long-term solution. And, you know, we need to do that. And the reason it's not able to do that right now is because of regulations that were put on packers. We all remember a day when not only every county, but every little town had a little butcher that you could go and get your meat from. But with all of the rules and regulations that have come about, and, you know, I'm not going to say they're all bad, but there's some of them that are just too much. They put most of the smaller packers out of business. You have to hire a federal inspector to come and inspect that beef, and that's going to cost you mileage. It's going to cost you a lot more in a lot of cases than what it's worth. Wyoming has already changed some of their laws. I couldn't tell you exactly what they've done, but they are moving toward what Harold just brought up of being able to buy your meat locally.
Harold, thanks for the call and the idea. I love the spirit of that, without question. Let me ask you this. You know, I've said too for a while, it just seems like it's, you know, we're relying on somebody else to fix the problem. In this case, hey, DOJ, come and investigate it and hope they come out with a good outcome. And I hope they do, because it seems stinky. But a lot of these investigations go nowhere. And supposedly this has been brought up in the past before. Is there a way to control your own destiny and not play by their rules, Larry? Is there a way to do a value-added packing plan? Is there a way to do a consortium with just the North and South Dakota cattle producers and branding your own and processing your own beef? What about that?
Well, I think it's an excellent idea. And before I answer that one, I would say that part of that, though, is that there are short-term and long-term cures. And we're hoping that this DOJ, the Department of Justice investigation, the USDA investigations, will help us in the short-term and the long-term. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of talk going on about right now about having North Dakota-branded beef and how that comes about. That's a longer term. That's going to take some time. But that's exactly what we need to do to get this back into the hands of the producers, because they're really the ones that are going to suffer. The cattle feeders are, you know, they are suffering right now. The cow-calf guy, he's got a calf crop, you know, just coming on the ground. We've been through just through calving, and so this fall, and they're going to be selling those. You know, if this continues till that time, they're going to be taking a real hit as well.
Larry Schnell is with us from Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson. He's also the vice president of the Livestock Marketing Association. We're going to talk with him a little bit more about the investigation and, you know, any kind of idea of what we have. Is it underway? How long will it take? What will be the hope for outcomes and more when we continue on What's On Your Mind? Call if you have a question. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut up.
What's your mind? What's on your mind? Brought to you by Dak Diesel today. Singing along and reading at the same time can be a little dangerous. Anyway, Dak Diesel is the spot. CJ and his team there at Dak Diesel can take care of everything diesel. I mean, if it's a semi-truck, pickup truck, tractor, whatever, they've got the diesel repair, the diesel maintenance down to a science, and they're growing like crazy. So wherever you're from, they're in Bismarck, but they'll take care of you anywhere. Just get it in there, 701-258-5011, even doing some house calls. That's right. With masks, we'll travel. So check it out. When is the last time your diesel vehicle was serviced? If you can't remember, get it into Dak Diesel right away so they can work some magic on the maintenance services for all of the diesel vehicles. DakDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. All right, some more calls waiting for our guests. We continue with Larry Schnell, Vice President of the Livestock Marketing Association from Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson. Larry, is the investigation underway by the DOJ now? Do we know that?
Well, the answer to that is we don't know. We have been, the Livestock Marketing Association has been contacted by the Department of Justice. As of this minute, we don't know exactly whether they have started an investigation or if they're just calling for information on what they might need to look for. But we're going to help in any way we can. We've been working with Senators Kramer and Homa. They've really been fundamental in getting this even moved to the Department of Justice. And that's really a game changer. If the Department of Justice decides to look into this, and that's what we're hoping to happen, that's a whole lot different than the USDA. I hate to say that, but, you know, they can actually get something done. And so as far as our part with the LMA, we're looking into the history of, you know, regulation of meat packers, and we're trying to find out why they initially created the laws and regulations, and we're going to see if more of the same thing is going on today that they made those rules to cure.
So, in the past, we've heard of investigations, we've heard of complaints, but we've never known of the DOJ actually to be lifting a finger to do anything about it, and at least they're asking questions now. You don't know if an actual investigation is underway, but they've contacted you. I mean, what kind of questions are they asking when they call?
We don't know yet. That meeting isn't until later, so I can't answer that question right now. But I can tell you this, is that the Department of Justice did do an investigation. I can't remember. I think it was in the 80s, and I saw, you know, what they were looking at, and it's many of the same things that they looked at today. And the results of that, their conclusions were there were certain things that they might have been able to do something about, but there was a lot they couldn't. I can't tell you what that is, but you know how it is with government entities. There's always a question of who has jurisdiction over this and that. But we're hoping to get through that and get something done.
So, you know, what do you think they're going to find? I mean, if you're right alongside the DOJ, what are you pointing them to? Where is the wrongdoing here? Where is the law being broken?
Well, I don't know what name to put on it, but I can just give you a few examples of what goes on that's really a problem. One of them is that, you know, and you could, I guess some would call it collusion. It probably is. And that's where right now the finished cattle market, the open market for finished cattle, the cattle coming out of the feedlot going to the plant, the trade on those, almost all of it takes place in about a 5 to 10 minute time period on a Friday. That's it. It's take it or leave it. This is what we're offering. And it's amazing that, if there is no collusion, it's amazing that they're all offering the same figure at that time. That's just one example. Another one is that about 85% of the cattle that are sold are done without anyone knowing what the price is. It's called captive supply. So they have 85% of their needs already spoken for. So when they go into the open market to buy, they really don't have to push very hard. They don't have to be very competitive. And that's the kind of things that we're going to look at. Why is that possible? And is that legal?
Let's go to Todd and Towner. You're up for Larry. Go ahead, Todd.
I was just going to add to the conversation by saying that this week, almost 260,000 cattlemen and likely some consumers have signed an online petition for mandatory country of origin labeling. I think that's a really big deal. NCBA has been working their butt off to try to discount it, but that's a lot of people standing up for what they want and what they need.
We reported on that last week, but the numbers continue to grow. What do you think of COOL as a fix for this, Larry?
Well, I definitely think it sure could be a part of it. The problem that we run into that, and this is something that, again, needs to be addressed, but we have these trade agreements, especially with Mexico and Canada, and I'm not going to argue on here whether that's good or bad, because there's a lot of people on both sides of that. But if you do that, I think part of those agreements are is we cannot differentiate those two countries' products from ours. And I wouldn't argue for a second that it would be much better if it wasn't. But if you're just going to enact it, then you have the problem with those other trade agreements. So
that case was never adjudicated. Congress ended country of origin labeling before the WTO ever decided. The fact of the matter is that if you travel to Canada, which is pretty darn close to where I live, and look around, all their meat is labeled. It might be a little different, but in the end, it's all labeled, every single bit of it. So I don't think Canada for sure has much of an argument against our labeling. We need to just do it and see what happens. If they want to put a, you know, attach some kind of tariff to it or whatever, let them try it.
Todd, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Mark and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, this is, I got, my solution would be we have this $2 checkoff. Why don't we take that money that we're getting, because there's a lot of cattle out there every year that's throwing down $2, and we start just buying all the pack, all the feed, all the slaughter places, and it's all owned by the ranchers. We just end all this. That way, it would just be passed. All the money would then, the profits would be passed on to the ranchers instead of we're always paying Tyson. Tyson makes the money. We're getting nothing.
So you're saying take the checkoff dollars and put it into an investment of the beef packing plants.
Exactly.
Anyway, and Larry, how long would something like that take? I don't know what the checkoff raises, but what's your sense of that idea?
Yeah, I don't know the figures on how long it would take to get that done. And this has been talked about before. You know, the reality is that packing business is a tough one. I mean, there have been all kinds of a number of different entities and people throughout the nation that over time have tried to build these packers, build one up. There's one in Aberdeen right now, and they're great, and that would be great. I don't know how that works out in reality, because we're talking a huge amount of money, and then you have to have someone that knows how to run it and all those things, but it's a great idea. The ideal would be that if they were, in essence, non-for-profits running, working for the cow-calf producer and the cattle feeder, that would be great, but before we do that, we better talk with the, you know, have our ducks in a row, and that is, in my mind, a very long-term thing. You still got it. That is free enterprise. You know, they unless you're going to change that, they are privately owned, and they, as of this point, they can do what they're doing, and we just need to find out and point them in the right direction where there's a share, where we get a fair share for the cow-calf guy, the feeder, and the packer. We want them to make some money, too, but they need to share.
Texter says, sure glad we have guys like Larry fighting for us. His dad would be proud. Willard was good to my dad back in the day. So a little note for you from a listener via text. Fred and Wing, Dick on the road. Sorry we didn't get to you. We'll have Larry back and keep tabs on this. Keep fighting, Larry. Thanks for the time.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus. At a Fox News town hall event last night, he said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. And get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Careful on that beach. Gonna be some social distancing there. You know what I figured out about the whole social distancing on the beach controversy that's been happening?
What's that?
We don't have a big problem with it here.
No, not really.
But if you look at it, I've seen photos of the exact same scene where it looks like it's a mob. And then if you go from above, you can actually, you know, see that there's people actually doing this pretty smart. You know, staying away from each other in the water. They're families are plopping down together in one spot, but then the next group doesn't. You know, but if you take it from, I don't know, a certain angle, it looks like, oh my gosh, it's anarchy.
Yeah,
I just think when we get to the point of the beach police, we're losing a little bit of freedom there.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
you know.
Too far.
Yeah, something's not right. All right, we are waiting for Dr. Scott Jensen to join us. Daniel's trying to track him down, so we'll keep working on that while I tell you about our friends at Oasis Petroleum, the folks that have the Be the Buffalo spirit, and that's what they're doing right now. Like so many in this oil and gas industry, it is demand has to come back. There is too much oil out there. You've got a workforce that you want to retain and keep busy, and what do? You're shutting in. Well, it's just challenging times. It really is. But they've been through challenging times before when the industry had to reinvent itself. So that's why they have the Be the Buffalo spirit. That's why they admire it in other North Dakotans. And specifically in this COVID fight, those on the front lines and healthcare workers, your first responders that are out there day in and day out, and so many others. Somebody today said, hey, how about the mat drivers, the bus drivers? Yeah, exactly right.
You bet.
They're going through the whole thing. They didn't stop. They're driving, so there's just a lot of good folks doing that. That's the kind of Be Buffalo spirit we're talking about rewarding. You can by calling 855-200-1776. Okay? Dick's on the road. Let's take a couple calls while we're waiting for Dr. Scott here. Dick, what's on your mind?
I was hoping to talk to Larry, but there's some comparisons between what happened to the swine in the late 90s and what's happening now. And I hope that he and all the other associations will make a lot of noise. But unless they get some senators and the Secretary of Ag behind them and talk about restraint trade or monopoly, it won't go very far. Can I give you just a brief synopsis of what happened in 99?
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, what comparisons you're talking about.
Well, I had seen the vertical integration, the large swine companies, the large feed companies, the packers trying to squeeze off the small people. And I called for months and talked to Conrad Pomeroy at Dorgan's office. And finally, in early 1999, January, they, the Senate held a hearing, and I was invited to speak in front of it. And I got some really good questions, and we had a meeting of the 12 of us. There were 12 of us elected on 50 states. We had a meeting with the Secretary of Agriculture, Senators Conrad, Dorgan, Jerry from Nebraska, and Daschle from South Dakota. And they talked openly in front of the mic about restraint trade and the monopoly. And then the president came in and talked about it also. And then it went over out of the, over the news waves. And I had a client who was thinking about getting rid of his foot, and his advisor said, no, the price won't come up at all until May or June. When all these public officials went on the air, within 3 weeks, the price went from 8 cents to 30 cents. And it did no long good, no long-term good for the small to medium producers. But it saved a lot of people from bankruptcy. And I think we really need to have big people in Washington talk about restraint trade, because we simply have four companies. One of them is BDS from Brazil, who is now importing Brazilian beef, and they're a monopoly, basically.
And the other one's China-owned, right?
Well, China owns Smithfield. One of the biggest producers of hogs in the United States. It was originally Murphy Farms, and I thought it should have never been sold to China, but now they control a large portion of the packing industry and also control probably 20 or 30% of the sows in the United States. They own a lot, and they contract for farmers with the other one. And don't cry too much for most of the beef.
Don't cry too much for what, Dick? We lost you after. Don't cry too much for...
Don't cry too much for the pork producers who are talking about losing money right now, because most of them are aligned with the packers and with the hog companies. And there was, back then in 99, there was no payment for losses. Right now we're paying China through Smithfield. They own many, many of the hogs. And we're actually paying China indemnity. So don't cry too much for them.
Yeah, okay, Doug. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the suggestion, too, on the comparisons to last time. Thanks for calling. Senator Kramer will be here on Friday. I forget when Senator Hoban is coming on. We also have Congressman Armstrong tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So good opportunity to run your theory by them as well. Chet in Hebron, what's on your mind?
Yes, Scott. I just caught the last end of Larry when you were talking to him, and Todd had called in about this country of origin labeling and how many signatures that we have gotten. And anyhow, then everybody always alludes to the World Trade Organization and the tariffs they're going to put on. Exactly what tariffs are they going to put on what products? I'm assuming it's probably not ag products, but what are they going to put the tariff on? And everybody's backing away. I would say we're a sovereign nation. Call them on it. Call them on it. See what they're going to do. But country of origin labeling is not forcing anybody to buy anything, just giving them the choice. If they want it, they can. And it would be good for our product. The other thing that I was going to ask about or talk about was the slaughter plant the fellow brought up. And I believe the only way that it'll work in North Dakota is if the state of North Dakota was behind it, like the Millen Elevator and the bank. You know, they're both entities that are doing well, and they're owned by the state. The fella had alluded also that a lot of different entities tried to start a slaughter plant. Nobody's got deep enough pockets. You can't fight the big guys. The only way would be the state. But anyhow, those are the two questions, Scott. And I'd just like to, especially with the tariff, who or what are they going to tariff? Thank you.
Thanks, Chet. Appreciate the call. Scott in Anetta, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, I just tuned into your radio station, so maybe this has been talked about, but I butchered some hogs, and we were going to butcher some more of these hogs that are these farmers are trying to get rid of, and it got shut down.
What got shut down?
We can't get hogs anymore. They say they have to be euthanized and buried instead of giving them to people that... I'm not doing this for profit. I'm just doing it to salvage some meat. And I had some more lined up. They were going to Devil's Lake to a slot to the sales barn and then just be distributed to whoever wanted them. And all they're paying for is trucking. Nobody, the farmer's not making any money. Has this been talked about at all today?
No.
No.
Okay. And so
I got a. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you a little bit more about. So you were doing this, no problem. You're salvaging the meat, and then somebody shut you down. Who shut you down? What'd they say?
Well, it sounded like the government said that this farmer, this is one of these big hog farmers that in these commercial farmers, couldn't give his hogs away to. They were going to take them to Devil's Lake, and I got some neighbors that were going to bring them to my place. I've got a small butcher shop just for my own personal use. But they were going to bring them to my place, and we were going to butcher them. But they said they couldn't bring them to Devil's Lake to disperse them. And all we're paying for is trucking. I had to pay $20 a hog for the hogs that we got. We got 15. That was from a different guy, though, a different situation, different, but... And the next day, Saturday, they were supposed to come to Devil's Lake, and the government told this farmer, you can't do that. You need to haul them to Smithfield, have them euthanized, and buried. There's just no common sense going on here. So I'm wondering if Holman could, or our congressman, could turn this and let these animals be used. I mean, we're not making any profit on this. I don't even need to do this. I'm just doing it because it's the right thing to do, but for whatever reason, we can't do the right thing anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, and I wonder, if Doug Goring would be the one to dig into this for us. We'll pass your concern along, Scott. Doug Goring, the state ag commissioner.
Okay, whoever. Somebody's got to get into that.
I just don't know about
that. And this farmer, this rancher, this producer... said he will hang on to these animals till Wednesday if somebody could get this turned around, and then these hogs will be given to these people who can take them and process them and turn them into meat. But he says Wednesday they have to go. I mean, these guys got a business to run. They have to get them hogs out of the barn because there's more coming. You know how that situation goes for them. And something's got to be done, and it's got to be done quick.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a bunch, Scott. We'll get this info to those folks and see what we can do, because I realize it's got to happen quick.
Thank you.
Thanks. You bet. I love our listeners. They're on it right now. Dana and Judd, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I have an listing on the meatpacking deal. And the whole problem, your callers are calling in and giving all kinds of ideas that they know what's going on with Brazil owning the biggest meatpacking plant in the world, Smithfield, China. They're also our biggest competitors on our grain and cattle market. And they're going to call these investigations. Well, it's monopolistic practices. It's price fixing. It's price manipulation. It's taking advantage of everything they can for maximum buck. And if the government's going to help with this and they're willing to print this money, make it count and get it out here and get some of these things going for these guys instead of just investigating and then finding, oh, it's okay. Because what they're doing is what caused this. They wiped us out in the last 40 years with their destructive practice.
You think the investigation, now that we know the DOJ is making at least involved and making calls and setting up meetings and getting some sort of investigation started, can make a difference this time?
The only time I believe that's true is if you start seeing your prices coming down from them and their input prices to your producers going up. So it's a...
Sure. Dana, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Dr. Scott Jensen, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947. An equal opportunity employer.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schwan Buick GMC, committed to the health and well-being of you, their employees, and their customers. They are open for business. They know you need reliable transportation. Shop, click, drive. You can go online. You can purchase or lease over the phone as well. They'll even come right to you. Your vehicle needs service. Ask about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven. We care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios today on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen, and by the way, if you're oh, maybe craving some really good food after a limited amount of choices over these last little while. PetroServe USA invites you in for Monday lunch specials. Beef and gravy, scallop, potatoes, and ham at the Valley City location. How about a sausage potato at the Harwood location? Fargo 12th Avenue North, Sloppy Joe's. And lunch at all the PetroServe USA locations comes with two sides and a bun. You're going to love it. PetroServe USA, grab and go, homemade cooking, and it is good. Dr. Scott Jensen joins us on What's on Your Mind. He is a District 47 senator and also a physician. Early on, raised some issues with some of the reporting requirements from the Department of Health in Minnesota, asking that, you know, cases be labeled COVID when they weren't COVID, and raised that issue, and thankfully that's been changed in Minnesota. Dr. Jensen, thanks for joining us on the program today. Let me confirm that, though. The Minnesota is now reporting laboratory-confirmed cases as COVID, correct?
That's correct.
And what do they track outside of that?
Basically, there's two diagnostic codes that are involved. One is U07.1, and the other is U07.2. If you have a laboratory-confirmed case of COVID-19, that's what you would code. And we are being asked, is that a part of the causation sequence in the causation of death? Those two things are important. And that's what we're – so if we have a situation in Minnesota where we have a positive COVID-19 test, and it played a role in the causative sequence of death, that's what's being reported as a death in Minnesota. I think Commissioner Malcolm has made it very clear that this is what Minnesota is going to do. And that's in sharp contrast to what other states might be doing. New York and New Jersey have both said that if they think it's probable or presumptive or likely, they're going to record that. And that's where I protested. On April 3rd, I received an email from the Department of Health that basically said, record COVID-19 as a cause of death if you think it's possible, probable, presumptive, or whatever. And it didn't say report probable. It said report COVID-19, which would mean that you'd be asked to report U07.1, and that would be wrong. You should report U07.2 if you don't have a laboratory-confirmed test, but you thought that it played a role in the causative sequence of someone dying. Maybe someone's got emphysema, they got COVID-19, and you said, you know what, I think this played a part in it. That would make sense. But if it was someone in a motor vehicle accident and they happened to be COVID-19, that probably wouldn't, if they died of a collapsed lung, that wouldn't make sense to put it as COVID-19. So I think the short end of this story is that Commissioner Malcolm heard my concerns and the concerns of many others and said, we're going to do this very transparently. This is what we're doing. Other states have followed, I think, Minnesota's lead. California does it that way. But I think there's many states that aren't. And so it's hard for us to be comparing apples to apples.
Very interesting, yeah. But laboratory-confirmed cases is what people should expect to be reported with COVID, nothing else.
Exactly. And just a week or two ago, the Minneapolis Star Tribune came out with an editor's note in their paper saying that they were no longer going to use the Johns Hopkins University data because Johns Hopkins was reporting probable or presumptive use. They were reporting cases without laboratory confirmation. So the Strib said, we are going to utilize a different source for our numbers. And so they changed. And I think that also was an acknowledgement on the part of the Strib that, okay, we want to be clear on this as well. So we're going to get in line with what the Commissioner of Health is doing. We're going to report confirmed cases.
That's good. And this is a classic example of the media and yourself as a legislator slash doctor and others, you know, saying, wait a minute, this isn't right, and it's being fixed. So that's, you know, at least here. We got to make sure it is other places, but I mean, I'm glad you did it. Dr. Birx has said something about the distinction between individuals who die with COVID and from COVID. Why is there a distinction there? I mean, with COVID seems to me I could have died in a car accident, but I happen to test positive, so they're going to list me as COVID. That shouldn't be, right?
Exactly. I think she was trying to use some words that sort of, I don't know, maybe had a certain poetic symmetry or something. So she came out and said, in this country, you are not going to die with COVID. If you've got COVID, you're dying of it. And, you know, I use that same phrase sometimes when I have a patient with cancer. I will say, listen, you've got colon cancer, but I think that there's a good likelihood that you're going to die 10, 20 years down the road, whatever, not of colon cancer, but you'll die with it. You may well die of a heart attack at the age of 92. You might die of a stroke. What we're trying to do is get you to the point where you'll die something else, but you'll have the diagnosis of colon cancer. And we're basically trying to reassure the patient that the colon cancer isn't the thing that's going to take their life. That we think that even though we won't necessarily be able to pronounce them cured, we'll be able to keep it at bay so that they can die 10, 20 years later of something else. And I think Birx was working off of that, and it didn't work. It didn't make sense because you certainly can die of something other than COVID-19 and have a positive COVID-19 test.
Well, I appreciate your good work, Dr. Jensen, and look forward to having you back. We have a little more time to chit-chat about how Minnesota's doing on all of this as well. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Here's the thing we really need to clear up today, Todd. Do you see this text? I just heard say, I heard Scott say, school's done. Except my principal still needs me to turn in distance learning plans for the next 3 weeks. Yeah, okay, now, school, physical school, it's not going to happen.
Alice
There's not
Cooper
going to be school on campus. I'm
summer.
Saying school's
like
still
it,
on.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.